Chapter 13. History becomes scripture. The Old Testament in the Holy Bible is a history of a people. All the events listed in said history are directly related to its people. The original writings of this history were written from stories, many of which had been verbally handed down from generation to generation before they were ever written as record. The first books of the Bible tend to reflect this more so than the latter ones, which were written from governmental records ordered by the leaders of a more advanced race of people. With this in mind, it is easier to understand why the early books of the Bible contain stories that appear mythopoetic. We all know that when a story gets passed down verbally from one person to the next, and then to the next, and so on, there is a tendency for the details to become more dramatic each time it is repeated. Some of the stories in the Old Testament were likely passed in this manner for hundreds and perhaps even thousands of years before being written in the form of what we would consider the original scriptures, which have themselves been translated many times before becoming what we read today. The scriptures which are available to us today are not the whole history as it was originally recorded. Those who first published the Holy Bible used only the writings that they considered important and/or inspired. It was at that time that selected parts of the history of a people became the scriptures of the Holy Bible.